Hey guys, Coach Christy here, coming to you from the Double S in Southern Iowa. The date is April 22nd, 2020, so we are still in the midst of a lockdown, and things are rolling along here at the Double S. We've got lots of progress being made, getting things ready for when it is possible for me to have you here to ride with me, that everything's ready to go. So I've got about 9 fence posts, wooden posts to get in the ground today. So I'm just procrastinating that a little bit, and just had a little something that I wanted to talk to you guys about, because when I talk to you, it helps me process as well. One of the things that I remember vividly as a child is watching the adults in my life argue with one another. And even as a pretty young kid, 8, 9, 10 years old, being able to recognize that both sides had valid points, and that if they would both just take a second to put their own agenda down and listen for just a moment to the other side, that they might recognize that they're not as far apart in their goals or beliefs or, wishes or desires as it seemed at the time, right? When emotions get high and people get heated and worked up and things like that, we cannot hear that there is another side to the story. And one of the greatest gifts that my horse Maxie, my extreme left brain introvert, so for you non-Pirelli people, left brain introvert just means willful and stubborn and difficult to motivate, right? I don't really like those terms necessarily. It's the only thing I can think of to help you understand what kind of a horse she is without using inside jargon with Pirelli people. But I often joke around and call her my short-eared mule, all right? She she has a very mule-like horsenality, and very, very much was not interested in what I wanted her to do when I was trying to achieve my horsemanship goals so that I could become a Pirelli instructor. And we used to have a game, that she and I, and the game was called, I call now, the whacking game, right? And I'd make a suggestion as politely as I thought I could, right? Hey, how about you go somewhere, generally was the request, right? And she'd say, I don't wanna. And I said, well, you better, or I'm gonna whack you. And she would respond with, that's fine, you can take the first whack, but I'll have the next one, thanks, right? And she's a big girl, she's 15-2 hands and about 1,000 to 1,200 pounds. And of course she's gonna win the whacking game. I cannot physically out whack her, right? If I whacked her, she'd kick out at me, right? I'd have to bob and weave. She never actually kicked me. I think I had a strong enough relationship with her that she mostly just fired warning shots. If she wanted to kick me, believe you me, she would kick me. But she would also buck. I've had that horse for 19 years now. We've been partners for 19 years. And, we've done demos and clinics and lessons all over the country. She's an amazing partner, but out of all the horses of my entire life, including an ornery gelding that I had as a kid, I have come off of her the most because I was not listening to her side of the story. All I cared about was my own personal agenda and achieving these tasks that I needed to be able to demonstrate in order to be able to become a Pirelli instructor. And she didn't give 2 cents about those tasks, right? She didn't care about my goals or my hopes and dreams for my future. All she cared about was that I wasn't fun, right? And that I was being pushy and direct line. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, in the state of the world that we're in right now, I see so much of it. I feel the same not in my belly watching people on social media, and I don't watch the news anymore. I get my information in the long form on the internet via Google and things like that versus watching anything that is salacious and clickbait and attention grabbing, right? I just want the facts, not someone's edited hyped up version of what may or may not be the facts, right? I think that it's important for us to understand in these times that, first of all data requires interpretation. And everyone with a nervous system is going to interpret it differently. The numbers will be exactly the same. You're going to see exactly the same numbers as I see, and they're going to mean something different to you. Meaning is something that humans make up. We decide it on our own. And if we would all just take a breath and realize that both sides of the argument, all sides, there's often more than one, almost always actually, there's more than one side to any given argument. All sides believe deep down in their heart that they are right, right? The conservatives believe that they're, you know, country loving people, caring, wanting to do the right thing people. And the liberals on the left believe the same thing, that they're the good guys, right? The conservatives, my liberal friends, believe they're the good guys in their hearts. They do, and vice versa. And then in order for me to be the good guy, then I often must make someone else the bad guy. That's what I was doing with Maxie, right? I was blaming her for my lack of results, right? I was making her the bad guy in my horsemanship journey. And until I could step back from my own personal agenda and recognize that my reality is only real to me. My friends, please listen to me say that again. My reality is only real to me. And so for me to judge you, evaluate you, or determine what your reality should be is completely ridiculous. I don't know your context, all right? It's entirely, wildly, unabashedly contextual. So that doesn't mean I have to agree with you. That doesn't mean that I have to like your reality, but I do have to honor that you have that perspective for a reason. Our reality is based on our genetic makeup, some, you know, our DNA, that those things influence how we process the world, and also our life experiences. Those things are unique to you. So of course you are going to see things differently than I do. I would just encourage you, my horsey friends, if in no other context, but in the context of your horsemanship, please recognize that any result that you get, anything that your horse gives you, right, whether it's positive or what you might label as negative, is just feedback, right? They're just trying to communicate with you. They're trying to tell you something. Sometimes what they're trying to tell you was, that feels great and I'd like to do it again. And sometimes what Maxie was trying to tell me so often was, you're being pushy and I'm going to plant your butt in the ground, right? So it's up to us individually to decide for ourselves, not for anyone else, what our reality is, and to decide whether or not there's anything I can or should do to alter that reality. I think that on a day-to-day basis, most of us would like to continue to try to do better. And in order to do that, in order to know what is better, we have to be willing to see that there's always more than one side to the story. There is a reason that people say and do and believe the things that they do. And the more passionately they defend those beliefs and positions, the more desperate they feel about their righteousness. As much as you feel that you are right, the person who is on the opposite side of your argument, of your protest, of your conversation, believes in their heart that they are right too, as much as you do, okay? So here's my horsemanship advice for you today, guys, is understand that before anyone is going to be willing to try to understand your side, you have to first understand theirs, all right? In order to be able to influence anyone's decisions or actions, They first must feel understood. So from a horse's perspective, take some time to observe them. Realize, recognize that they behave the way that they do for a reason. And the cool thing about horses is, guys, is they have a very tiny frontal lobe. They do not possess the circuitry to victimize you, okay? They are not plotting, scheming, or doing anything to deliberately give you a hard time. They don't have the ability for that kind of reasoning, all right? So you can trust the feedback from your horse, if nothing else, all right, guys? So do more listening and less talking. I hope that helps you, and I hope that no matter where you are in the world, that you're having a super fantastical day. I gotta go get some fence posts put in the ground. Wish me luck. Thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you again real soon. Bye.